Facebook says it will now send postcards in the mail to people who want to buy election-related ads on the site. The goal is to verify an ad buyer's identity and location. It comes in response to Russians buying ads on Facebook to help sway the 2016 election. For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is senior editor of social media at Recode and joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Jeremy.
So first, this idea that Facebook would send postcards to people who want to buy ads. It was announced a day after last week's indictment accusing 13 Russians of meddling in the presidential election. How would it work?
Well, it works pretty much how you described. If you want to buy an election ad on Facebook, you would have to pre-register. You'd have to include a name and an address in the United States in order to buy an ad that is specific to a U.S. election. Facebook would then send people a postcard in the actual mail that would include a special code specific to that user. They would then use that code in order to go online and make the actual purchases. So the point, as you brought up, is that Facebook is trying to ensure that the people who are buying ads about the U.S. election are actually located in the United States.
Although technically, let's say you've got a Russian who wants to buy an election, you know, related ad on Facebook, couldn't they just set up an address in the U.S. and have somebody go over and get their postcard?
I don't think that would be a problem. Yes, I think that is certainly a loophole in this whole system. If you talk to someone at Facebook, they would tell you, well, this postcard thing is one of many things that they're doing. So it's just kind of one checkpoint out of a whole bunch of checkpoints that they're trying to set up. So yes, it's definitely something that someone could get around. But hopefully, at the very least, maybe it'll weed out some of the less obvious or the less dedicated people who'd like to meddle in this way.
What does it say to you about how seriously Facebook is taking what happened in the 2016 election and their role in it?
I think they're taking it very seriously. I think they have certainly made a bunch of changes to try and, you know, do things differently in the 2018 midterms, for example, versus what happened in the 2016 election. They're making sure that every political ad is going to be cataloged. They're making sure or doing, you know, what they can to try and make sure that the people buying them are actually people in the United States. I think that there's this perception that Facebook is maybe getting aggressive or pushing off its responsibility. I do think there is some, defense there. I think they're feeling a little bit attacked, but at the same time, I do think that they're going to great lengths and making this a pretty big priority inside the company.
Another story I want to ask you about involves Snapchat. After the NBA All-Star game over the weekend, Nike teamed up with Snapchat to give us an example of how commerce might work on the app. What happened?
Yeah, during the concert down in LA, which is where the All-Star game was, they put what's called a QR code, a snap code, up on a basketball hoop backboard. And so people who took their phones out and snapped a picture of this code were immediately taken into a kind of an online store inside the Snapchat app where they could buy some, you know, Nike basketball shoes, some Air Jordans. And so it was kind of this example of, hey, being somewhere in the real world, pulling out your Snapchat app, interacting with something in the real world, and then being able to buy something online. And so Snap hasn't really done this before. They've sold a few Snap merchandise items through their own app, but this is the first time that I've seen that they partnered with anybody on the outside to actually sell something in that way.
And was it a success? How did people respond?
It's hard to tell if it's a success because they're not coming out and sharing how many, you know, shoes they sold through Snap. But I don't think that was really the point. I think success for them is going to be, you know, did this process actually work? Like, could someone take a picture of this QR code and then ultimately go through the buying process and get a new pair of sneakers? And I didn't do it myself, so I can't say, but I assume that, you know, what they're trying to do here is learn as much as possible about how people behave, where are the sticking points, where do they, you know, maybe stop along the buying process. And Nike's a good partner to start with because they have some pretty popular stuff. And from here, it'll be interesting to see if they roll this out more broadly, if this just continues to be an experiment for them.
And the background here is that Snapchat has had a difficult time figuring out how to make money, right?
Yeah, it's a small business right now, but it's also a really new business. And right now, their business is totally advertising. So all the money that they make, or the vast majority, I should say, of the money that they make is from selling ads that appear inside the app. So if they could figure out a way to, you know, sell their users stuff, sneakers or movie tickets or concert tickets or whatever it may be, you know, that's a diversified business. And I think that as a public company, investors are going to like to see that.
That's Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media at Recode, joining us from San Francisco. Kurt, thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, another thing everyone is talking about after the All-Star game was Fergie's peculiar rendition of the national anthem. And Golden State All-Star Draymond Green captured the mood in the room. His mouth was hanging wide open, and then he chuckled. Fergie, by the way, has since apologized.